Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote as we're wrapping up a funky flashback Friday and another week. And Rob, just like you took your vacation a few weeks ago, I'm off next week, man.
What? You taking off?
You've
been off so much. I think you have more time off.
I haven't been off since
anybody at the network.
Stop it. I don't think I've been off since you were on the Golden Girls cruise. You've had like three vacations since my last vacation.
That's because I work every holiday, right, Rob G? Yes or no?
He thinks a holiday is worth like 2 weeks off the regular time.
I'm building up time.
So do you have your group, your lineup set?
Yes, we're all set, ready to go.
I want to hear it.
Do I have it in front of me?
You might not know the days, but who are the...
Yeah. Mr. Bernie Fratto.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep.
Is that a first for him, doing an Odd
Couple? No, this will be second.
Okay.
Martin Weiss is on the mix.
Martin Weiss back in the... Okay. He's in the
Rob
the,
G. Who else is? Let me see.
Jonas
Knox, of course.
Ephraim
Salam. Yep. And there's one other.
George Reister.
No,
Fred
Rogan. Fred Rogan is going to join us on Friday. This will be his second time as well.
Okay.
We got a nice little mix of people to fill in for you all week, and we'll do the best we can.
We all have fun.
It'll be the Odd Couple lighter, but it'll be good. It'll be fun.
I'm going to go out to the Hamptons for a few days.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I'm still doing TV. So, you know.
Right. I'll be can't take TV. Off for the TV
right.
during
Not a
the
full,
play.
Right.
Playoffs are.
And I'll be watching these games, too, but we'll make the most of it. We got Torrey Gurley, former NFL wide receiver, and an NFL and college football analyst coming up. So we can get into NFL and college with him, Rob. So that's a good guess at the bottom of the hour. We talked earlier about the Blazers, Dame Lillard. They survived the Brooklyn Nets. And let's get to the Nets, though. Because maybe the story is in the team that just lost. They look good. I know you love the Clippers. You like the little engines that could, even when they couldn't. Like the Clippers couldn't beat the Warriors, but you liked them.
I just
Brooklyn
like what they
beat
did.
Portland, but you like them. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just like.
So this is a sign of? I mean, you think they win in the championship next year when they get their two main guns, which is KD and Kyrie Irving back?
But I already picked that when those two guys went to Brooklyn. I said Clippers in 2020 and the Nets in 2021. That was just right off the top when I looked.
I knew you were going to pick them to win it.
Yeah.
Because, I remember when Kyrie gave you the head nod and you were
Oh, please. Are
you
we
just
still
melted
on that?
At the Jordan party. You just melted. Chris, did you see Kyrie?
No, nod I didn't say me. That. Would you stop? You know I did not say that. And he didn't just give me a head nod. We talked for a little bit. But that ain't had nothing to do with it. Good Chris. Did you see Kyrie? He gave me a head nod. He gave me the brother head
remember
nod.
That
like
house?
When you walk.
Remember
you know?
That house though?
Oh, that was
unbelievable. It was like
house.
Being on a cruise ship.
It was Bel Air, right?
Yeah. I don't
mansion.
Know where it was. Was that Bel Air?
Bel Air. That was Bel Air.
Jeez.
Bel Air?
The kitchen was the size of a basketball court.
It was amazing.
No exaggeration. It was crazy. But anyway, here's my thing about Brooklyn. You think they're going to win the championship next year? Look, on paper, they're going to be nice. I just think there's major questions. First of all, Kyrie's health. We know he's 20 games this year, 67 last year, 60 the year before. He just seems to be banged up too much. That's one question. If that's answered in the affirmative
fair.
And he's healthy, great. Second question, who's going to be the coach? Jacque Vaughn, I think, is making a nice little case for himself.
I agree.
But but we'll see who's the coach, Ty Lue, Jacque Vaughn, whoever. And then I think they've got like Caris LeVert. They're not as good as Kyrie and Durant, obviously. But Spencer Dinwiddie, these are guys capable of averaging 19 and 20 points a game. And I think they would probably prefer those two, like an equal opportunity offense where the ball's moving. Everybody's got a chance to shoot. Right. And that's why I think the chemistry, I'm not saying they're going to revolt and it's going to be terrible, but chemistry is important. And I think with the Clippers, Rob, everybody knew their role. Lou knew, I'm a 20-point scorer off the bench, but I'm off the bench. Harold knows, I'm off the bench, I'm an energy guy. Patrick Patterson, Landry Shamet, Ivica Zubac, like they know their roles. None of them are stars, and they understand that. Although you can make a case for Lou maybe to make an all-star team here or there. But so when they drop two stars in, I think everybody kind of fit around them. I don't know if that'll happen in Brooklyn, but I'm going to throw something at you, Rob. And I don't know that it can happen, but if I'm the Nets, I think hard about I wonder if I can package Caris LeVert. He's looked great in the bubble. And Spencer Dinwiddie, who many people think is out of there anyway. And whatever else I need to give up to get Bradley Beal. He could be the third wheel.
Yeah, if you do that,
right?
My God.
Shooter. Yeah. Oh, there's no question they're the favorite in the East if they can do that. And I tell you what, if I'm Washington, I think about it.
And there might be a deal for somebody because they have talented players. And you can look around and say, this guy in the right place could be what we're looking for. And I agree with that. I don't think that's
See, if I'm Washington, look, I'm paying Bill all this money and he's great, but I'm losing. I'm not winning. Maybe I bring in some young guys. Now, you still got John Wall, and that's going to change everything, too. They probably will want to try to build around Wall and Beal yet again, And they probably won't work, but they'll try to give it a shot.
I'm with you. Right. I might take a flyer and do something different. You keep doing the same thing.
But Wall is the issue. You know? Long as you have him.
Yeah, but you can't move
him. He's going to be the star. Yeah, right, right. So maybe they'll just ride it out with Bill, but we'll see. But speaking of Kevin Durant, Michael Irvin, who we love, friend of the show. He's on every Super Bowl.
Yeah, he was and down even to the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah,
he's great, but and he's great
yes,
to us.
He is
as well.
And he is a great commentator. Although, I think what he said recently was asinine, and here it is: it's about CeeDee Lamb and what, like, how good CeeDee Lamb is going to be with the Cowboys.
What the Dallas Cowboys did in the 2020 NFL draft. By adding CeeDee Lamb to the number one offense in the National Football League, what Will McClay did, what Jerry Jones, those guys, Mike McCarthy did, by adding this guy, CeeDee Lamb, is akin, almost tantamount to Kevin Durant being added to a 73-win Warriors team.
Stop it!
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Oy vey. Two Live Jews, oy vey. It's so humid in here. It's like a sauna.
Oh, my God.
What is he talking about? Chris, I hate to break it to you, but the Cowboys didn't make the playoffs last year and haven't won a championship in 25 years and has three playoff wins in 24. What? Stop. The Warriors, they had already won a championship.
And 73 Stop. Games. That'd be like the Cowboys going 16-0 and winning a championship the year before.
Talk about prisoner of the moment and over the top. Goodness.
That's just one of the reasons he was over the top. Okay, they're not the Warriors, clearly. They didn't even make the playoffs. Secondly, I mean, look, I like CD Lamb like everybody else. He was great.
I like
in
Lamb, a little medium well, a little jelly on the side. I like
He's
Lamb.
Nice. But Kevin Durant? Kevin Durant is an I look, I'm willing to step out on a limb. And I think CD Lamb's got a great future ahead of him. I'm willing to bet, Rob, he's not going to be the Kevin Durant of wide receivers.
I will agree with that. I just, as good as he could be, I mean, the whole idea, I mean, this is just so over the top. And I don't know, can we go back? This is one of those things, this is where, like, sometimes, you know, being a former player and attached to a team, Chris, you go overboard. Remember trying to get back into good graces?
Well, I was just about to say the same thing. Because what'd he say about Jerry? Did he say something about trading Dak? Or
yeah, there was something. And you remember, that they were talking about it or whatever. And then when they pushed back, man, he was backpedaling.
Ever since then, he's just throwing flowers at him.
Right, right. And there's part of that. I mean, maybe that's Michael Irvin. You know how it is. You want to get back into good graces. But to say, I know Will McClay, and he's done a great job there, Chris, drafting and whatnot.
Right, right.
He's really, really good in their front office. Of course, he was with the Lions, and they let him go to Dallas, and he become
that's
a big
just that's a Lions like move.
Typical Will McClay back in the day, but he is he's tremendous.
And look, so number one, the Cowboys aren't the equivalent of the Warriors by any stretch of the imagination. Number two, CeeDee Lamb, look, and I think he could be a great one, but my goodness, he's got to be Randy Moss like Jerry Rice, like, maybe not quite that good, but a slightly below to be Kevin Durant. And then he's a receiver. And receivers in football, as big an impact as they make, they don't make the type of impact that a Kevin Durant can make in basketball because there's only five guys on the floor.
Totally different. And you're right. You got to get the football, Chris. There's other guys out there, other skilled guys who also demand the rock. I just don't look at it that way. And scoring points and stuff, I don't think that's been an issue for the Cowboys. Do you know what
no.
I mean? Like that,
no.
that. So it's not like, oh, my God, they just added the piece that was missed. They've been scoring.
Right. Now, he hasn't been winning. Right. It's a great move to get him at 17. I mean, it's nice. I mean, we're with Irvin on that. We just think he overstated it to the nth degree. But I like, look, CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, and what's his name? The third guy, Michael. What's the third receiver? Gallup. Yeah, Gallup. Yeah. So they're going to have a nice receiving core for Dak to throw to. And it'll be interesting to see Dak with Mike McCarthy. I actually think it's going to work out pretty well, Rob. I know you're probably saying, of course you do. But
yeah, well, of course, you hope so because you said Dak's on his way to a league.
Well, he's on his way.
This is a big year. If they don't make the playoffs this year.
He's on the path.
And that'll be interesting to see. We'll see what happens.
All right, your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. What do you think about the CeeDee Lamb going to the Cowboys? Is Michael Irvin setting up Cowboys fans for disappointment with the way he's hyping up the wide receiver from Oklahoma? Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Talking about erectile dysfunction is not easy. Usually, we just brush it off, blame it on ourselves, saying things like, yo, I just lost my mojo. You know, it ain't nothing, no big deal. Or we avoid it altogether with excuses like, I had a long day at work. Man, they worked me to death. They wore brother out. Or just, sorry, honey, I'm just not feeling it. But with Roman, it's easy to talk about with a healthcare professional who can prescribe real medication. It's simple, safe, and completely discreet, fellas. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. The healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free. That's right, free. 2-day shipping. The whole process is easy. And here it is again, fellas. Discreet erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle. But now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and take care of it pronto. Go to GetRoman.com/oddcouple today. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of ED treatment. That's GetRoman.com/oddcouple. GetRoman.com/oddcouple and get your groove back.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Was one of my all-time favorite songs, Tyshirt. Excellent pick.
Is it really?
Yes, SOS Band, Take the Time, Do It Right. You remember this, Rob? This was jam.
It's a huge song.
Do it the time, do it right. This definitely all-time great. All right, Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief brings you the Eye Couple. It works fast and you won't stink. Pharmacists recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, even arthritis. There's no stinging or burning involved. Simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast and you won't stink. 877-99 on Fox. Let's see what the callers think about CeeDee Lamb and the high heights he's going to take the Cowboys to.
All right, let's kick it off with Hank in Virginia. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Hank?
Hey, man, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
It's tough being a Cowboys fan here in the Washington Football Club area.
I bet.
So, you know, when you watch your team go and put numbers on the board, I think what gets overlooked is when you're putting the numbers on the board, and he's just going to take Cobb's numbers, I think, maybe 800 yards, 5 or 6 touchdowns. And even if CeeDee Lamb, you know, gets more catches, he'll just take some from Gallup and some from Cooper. The problem is, what is your quarterback going to do against New England, you know, when he's 4 for 12 on 3rd and 4th down, including 0 for 6 on 3 yards or less? is he going to do anything before Green Bay gets up 31-3?
Right.
Are we going to be talking about consistently entire halves where the offense does nothing because the quarterback struggles?
You sound like Rob Parker.
Well, I mean, it's a fact.
It is, you know, Hank. I mean, all you're doing is spewing facts.
If you think about this, Dallas lost 8 games. 3 of them were by 24. They scored 24 points. That's emotional loss. That's going to get you beat in a lot of NFL games now.
What about the 2 years they made the playoffs? Were you down
Chris,
on that?
We're talking
then?
About now.
What was I down on? I was on Zeke Elliott was who I was on. I mean, you know, what quarterback couldn't step in there right now and do the exact same thing? I'd trade Dak for Kyler Murray in a heartbeat.
Well, let's see. Let's see what Kyler can do.
All right.
I'm not sure he's a
call.
Cowboys fan. I think he just was calling in the troll. That's
you
all
think
I
so?
Think. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to Ham in New Jersey. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ham?
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
The last call was hilarious.
Yeah, it was funny.
CeeDee Lamb, guys, I just don't know what Michael Irvin is doing or saying. I think he's just reaching. This is like when the late Al Davis back in 2009 drafted Darius Harrod Bay and said he was a second coming of like Jerry Rice. I just don't think that CeeDee Lamb is enough to solve the Cowboys' problems. He's not a quick fix. And you know what, receivers, it's not a guarantee. And right. He's not even that fast.
Well, yeah, because some people were wondering, can he be a Randy Moss? I mean, Randy Moss had blinding speed.
Randy Moss was incredible. I tell you, during my career, Chris, working, you know, and covering all those Lions games for all those years in Detroit and seeing Randy Moss twice a year play was worth the price of admission. There's only about a handful of players that I would pay money, my own money, to go see play, and I'm telling you, he was one of them.
He was tremendous.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
He was absolutely
I used to just shake my head all the time and watching what he could do on the football field. David, in Lincoln, Nebraska, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, my family? I haven't met yet. What's going on, fellas?
What's up, brother? Good to hear from you.
Hey, look, man, like I've told you guys before, I'm a 40-year Cowboys fan. I really have never known a single team in the NFL history, really, that has ever been one wide receiver away, especially a rookie wide receiver. You know, wasn't Odell supposed to save the Browns last year?
And did they make the playoffs last year? No.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I mean, I love Michael Irvin; he's like a god in my house. You know, but you know, no, the Cowboys aren't a wide receiver away. And you know what? If the team they're playing next year is over 500, Dak probably won't get in the damn ball anyway.
Oh,
so
there it is. Hank.
Yeah, have a good weekend, fellas. It's been good talking to you. Yeah.
I want y'all to call back with that same energy when Dak has a Pro Bowl season. That's right. I said it. Yeah. All y'all call back with that same energy.
That sounds like a Jordan's bet.
you wish. I was born at night, Rob Parker, but it wasn't last night.
I got it.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. Look, I think, you know, I don't know if you ready to make your picks yet, Rob. I'm not ready to make my NFL picks yet.
What?
But I think Dallas is gonna be much improved. I mean, we can admit Jason Garrett wasn't a good coach.
I'm still not convinced they'll make the playoffs, though. I'm still not.
Well, the NFC is tough, but there's seven teams now in the playoffs, so we'll see. But we got Tory Gurley coming up, so we can talk to him about this and get into some college football with him as well. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the iCouple coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. I love our next guest. Great guy. He's a former NFL wide receiver. He's an NFL and college football analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at tgurley, G-U-R-L-E-Y-81. The thing I love about him is he's always willing to bet me in something that's going to end up with him owing me wings.
Is that right?
Oh, it's great. Oh, wow. I've had so many free wings on Tory. It's ridiculous. Tory, welcome to the iCouple.
Man, what's going on, fellas? Hey, Chris. Hey, you owe me 100 wings, Chris.
I don't know what you're talking about. You texted me that. What are you talking about?
Chris, you're a loser. Anytime you bet against me and Rob, you know it's a loss. So I just expect you to give me wings.
All right. Well, look, the last time we were all together watching a game, if I remember correctly, it was Kansas City, New England. Now, we know Kansas City went on to win the Super Bowl last year. They are talking a lot of stuff. And not so much Patrick Mahomes, but you got several players – talking about not five, not six, not seven, dynasty, this and that. What do you think? Is this team going to be a team that wins multiple Super Bowls, or are they messing up with all this talking?
Yeah, I think they're feeling themselves a little too much. They are extremely talented. And it reminds me of the team I played on in 2010 with the Green Bay Packers. Those guys, the year before, won the Super Bowl, and we went into the season and we rolled through the regular season. Matter of fact, we were 15-1, and everyone had us penciled in to be in the Super Bowl, probably facing against the New England Patriots. And we ended up losing to Kansas City in week 17, a game that didn't matter. And we turned right back around, had a week off, just like you would if you were the number one seed. And we lost to the New York Giants. We lost to Eli Manning. And long story short, I can see the same thing happening to the Kansas City Chiefs this year, where they have a great regular season, and out of nowhere, there's a team, a wild card team, that knocks them off because it's hard to sustain that type of success for weeks at a time. You know, usually you can turn up in the playoffs and you're ready to roll, but these guys are now everybody's primetime game, and they're going to be ready to knock them off, and eventually it just your course just runs out.
Tory, if you were still playing in the NFL, would you have opted in or out with the COVID? A number of players have opted out. I think the Patriots have lost six players, Chris, right?
Three starters.
Three starters.
Players, yep.
Yeah.
Well, I can speak for my undrafted free agent. If it's my first year in the league, no, I'm doing whatever it takes to go out there and provide for my family. But if I'm a starter and I'm established and, you know, I've been good with my money, then that'd be a different decision where, you know, I could be like, you know what? You know, I've done what I needed to do. I need to take care of my family and not play football, and I'll pick up the following year. But something about this game, about any sport, is it, life goes on. It moves forward. And if these guys who opt out, if they think they're going to just step back in next year, you know, we all know what the NFL stands for, and that's not for long. And whenever a team or a general manager can find a player at a cheaper price that can give you that same type of production, those guys are going to be out of the door. So it's a catch-22 on both sides. But, you know, I commend anyone that do whatever is best for their family.
Torrey, I really want to ask you about two teams. So it can be one question about two teams that are kind of related. Tampa Bay, how good do you think they're going to be? I mean, Tom Brady's got weapons galore, and that defense was really good at the end of the season. So you think they're going to be good. So what do you think Tampa Bay's going to do? And then with Cam Newton, what do you think New England's going to do?
Okay, well, the answer about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I think they're going to struggle coming out of the blocks. And the reason why is Tom Brady is one of the few guys in the NFL that loves to practice. And whenever you miss out on OTAs and you have this foreign type of preseason training camp that's going on this year, it really disrupts the learning curve of him being able to get that timing down with his players. I know we've made a big deal of him working out at a park or him being in these secluded areas, but it's nothing like actually being in the building, having on your helmet, your shoulder pads, and getting those reps with real defenders. And whenever you don't have that, I think for a person like Tom Brady, it's going to take him a couple of weeks, and then eventually he'll get the ball rolling. With the next team, with the New England Patriots. Yeah. I feel bad for Cam. And the reason why I say that is they're not giving him much to work with. You know, outside of Julian Edelman, I really can't name any other personnel. Like, a lot of those guys are young, and they're going to be out there fighting for spots. And then on defense, they look paper thin right now. Outside of Stephon Gilmore, I don't know how New England is going to be competitive. And, you know, there's been some talks about, you know, Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields having guys like that in the upcoming draft. So, you know, Cam might be a person that he might not even get to start over Jarrett Stidham or Brian Hoyer. Like, who knows what's going on in New England? So it's one of those things where we're just going to have to sit back and let this thing play out.
All right, college football, obviously there's some conferences who have pulled the plug on the season. Others want to continue going on. SEC is one of them. Where are you on this with college football, and should they have just pulled the plug on all Division I college football? Do you like that it's individual conferences making the call?
Yeah, Rob, my heart goes out to all the student athletes. I know a lot of coaches are going to come out and, you know, give their speech about why they should be playing, but it matters to me what happens to these young men and young women who go to school for the opportunity to brand themselves to play at the next level. If it wasn't for me having a scholarship, I wouldn't have had opportunity to be in college. And I knew with that college opportunity, I had to make the most out of it and get to the NFL. And for these young men and young women, what's going to happen with them when this year goes by and the school gives you a degree and they move on to the next year? And no one remembers that senior who was the captain, who did everything right and probably had pro potential, but there was no season for him. And, you know, it's just like, good luck. You know, we're going to leave you with the bag. And something that, you know, I've spoken with many people about is people make a big deal of COVID, you know, where these guys could get sick on the field or this, that, and the third. Last time I checked, these institutions are still charging full price for tuition. So if people really cared about the well-being of any human, why would you charge kids full price to take classes online where they have no access to getting to certain buildings or being in a classroom setting? So if the institutions are still going to make money off kids paying tuition, why not allow these student athletes to be in school just to play their sport? Because something we all know is major sports continues to be played in America as we speak. You have the NBA, you have the NFL.
But that's
you have so you think they should be playing, Tory? Is that what you're saying? You think they should be playing?
I definitely think the kids should have an option to play. You know, with certain conferences like the Big Ten and the Pac-12 pulling a plug on the programs, that my whole thing is you're still charging kids to be at school, so the university can continue to make money and put kids in debt. And, you know, they talk about, well, we care about our football players, but do you care about the student body? And something
now,
I mentioned
those students are still, they're not going to be on campus
right.
in class. Some of them be on campus, but maybe not going to class. You know
but
what
they're
I mean?
Still charging. Yeah, but the tuition prices are still full.
No,
they're
I get charging. That. But they are looking at, like at USC, we start school on Monday. I mean, I'm teaching online virtually. So no, they don't want to put the kids in harm's way. And I think it's weird that you would ask USC football players to come on campus and be a part of the student body when the student body's not there. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're students. So if it's not good enough for the students to come to class, how could it be good enough for football players
to play?
I think that with these certain Power 5 schools, they have the resources to create mini bubbles. We all know that there are certain sides of, you know, Rob, you're a professor at Southern Cal. We know at certain sides of a school where the normal student body isn't on, meaning the weight room, the cafeteria where the athletes are at, or certain things, or the hotel they stay at the night before the game. So just looking at the resources they have to be able to have a season and keep guys COVID-free, I think that could be done. Or if they do catch COVID, they have the resources to get them to these great hospitals to continue to get them tested so they can move on and play ball and have that opportunity. Because when this is over with, I mean, these college coaches who sit there in your living room and say, hey, I'm going to be with you for the next 4 years of your life, and I'm going to be there for you. What's going to happen when you get that degree and like, hey, coach, you know, I did everything I could for this university. Now I need an opportunity for a job or to move on in life. And that coach is going to look at you like, son, you know, I'm kind of sorry. I got to worry about coaching this year's football team. And you're just looking at him like, wow, like I gave you everything I had and you promised me you were going to be there for me.
All right, that's Tory Gurley. We'll agree to disagree on that one. we don't think they should be playing, but
yep.
Tory, you're wrong on that, and you're wrong on a lot. So let's bet on Tampa Uh-oh. Bay. We got wings, Tory. I got Tampa Bay making the playoffs. Wing bet?
I know they're going to make the playoffs. Well, you know what we can do? I like the New Orleans Saints week one, so we can put some wings on that. You take Tampa, and I take the New Orleans Saints.
Now, you know what? I'll do you a solid. I got New England making the playoffs.
Okay, that's
wing
like
bet.
That.
All right.
Yes, sir. What? That's a bet.
All right, there you go. Wing bet. All right. You think you're going to win that one, but you
all
know,
right,
I'm undefeated.
All right, man. Hey, stay safe. All right.
Yes, sir. You guys take care.
All right, brother. Bro. Good job, Tory. That's Tory Gurley, former NFL wide receiver on the iCouple. We'll be back. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, we're wrapping up a funky flashback Friday. This is great. This is my favorite Prince song.
Man, two for two, huh?
This is, your last two, definitely great. This is his first hit, but it was his best one to me. He has some other great ones, obviously.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's got a What's your favorite them. Prince song? You said Pop Life, I think.
Yeah, Pop Life.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we got this FSR, Fox Sports Radio, bracket challenge. Because we all were robbed of March Madness this year, Fox Sports Radio has created our first ever NBA playoffs bracket challenge. That's right. It's bracket time for the NBA playoffs. Beginning tonight, at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific, after the seedings are set. Now, obviously, the Lakers' opponent will not be set, but you know what we mean. Go to foxsportsradio.com at any point over the weekend and fill out your NBA playoffs bracket. You'll compete against us and other Fox Sports Radio hosts. That's right, Chris and Rob, the iCouple, and all of the great FSR hosts, and against fellow listeners as well, and the winning bracket. We'll get a free Westinghouse 50-inch Royko TV. That is great. So check out FoxSportsRadio.com to fill out your bracket this weekend. Rob, Philadelphia and Houston are playing right now, and they're playing their players. Like, I mean, Eric Gordon, James Harden, Daniel House.
Really? Wow.
P.J. Tucker, and then you got Joel Embiid, Tobias Harris. Like, I guess, you know, these are two teams, obviously, that have injuries, and maybe they just want to, you know, work out their new lineups, I guess.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's only eight games. Like, there really wasn't a need to rest guys. I mean, I get it. You don't want to risk injury. But you know what I'm saying? It's not like they just finished an 82-game season.
No, I get it. But, you know? but I think you might be right that they just want to get people so that the first playoff game ain't the first time you really get comfortable. You know what I mean? And then
no Westbrook.
You lose that game, and then, you know what I mean? You're automatically in a hole because you were unfamiliar. And then maybe you struggle. So I get it. I think it does make sense.
I think Philly's going to lose to Boston. Do you give them much chance?
Yeah, I did. Without Simmons and just where they are, the bloom is off Philly right now.
No question.
And I just don't feel good about them.
Now, do you think Houston is in any trouble, OKC in the first round? Without Westbrook, at least for a few games.
Yep, I think they are. I mean, that's a big blow.
Huge.
That's a big blow. And if Harden can win this without him, say if he misses the first two or three games, Chris, and they still win the series, that'll be amazing. But there's a chance Houston could get knocked out.
Right. And I don't think small ball is the same without Westbrook because he puts so much pressure on the defense because he's always attacking. And that, you know, that keeps you on your heels. But without him, they're pretty much a half-court team where Harden's going to create everything, you know? They become very predictable. And you know Mike D'Antoni, as much as I like him as a coach and many others don't, he's not going to make any adjustments.
He never does. You know that's why he never wins.
Right. He's not going to make one adjustment. All right, Rob, have a great week next week. And you guys have a great weekend. iCouple, peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.